GWA backstage with a smile again, and I just answered, I mean, I recorded another questionnaire earlier, and I feel like answering another one again, and yeah, so that's what I'm gonna do. And this one is made by Pretty Bookworm, and it's Keeping It Literate questionnaire part 2. So I haven't read the questions before answering, so here we go. Number 1. Have you ever had a reading slump on a novel that you read? If you did, what did you do to get out of that reading slump? That's a common thing to happen to me. Well, every time that it happens, I just I reread it again, when I read a novel, I have to read it continuously. If I stop reading for a day, then I might end up losing interest, even if it's interesting. So yeah, so whenever I get slump, I am a mess right now. So yeah, whenever I can get into a slump, I read it from the start and just get lost and until I finish reading. Yeah. Number 2. I hope you don't mind me asking this or start arguments, but do you own your novels as ebooks, physical copies, or both? Does this even matter to you and your collection? Well, preferably I prefer reading physical copies of books than ebooks, but sometimes it's hard to find a copy of something that I wanna read, so I have to settle with ebooks, and it really doesn't matter, because kukuruku, thank you. it really doesn't matter for me, because sometimes ebooks can be what's the word? Fuck, I am blank. I mean, stop distracting me, you rooster. And I forgot the word. Back to my answer. God damn it, rooster. So back to my answer. Yeah, ebooks can be convenient sometimes, especially at night, because I don't like having a night lamp. So, and I like reading when I'm all settled in bed and it's really dark and those stuff. So yeah, I prefer ebooks because my tablet has a light. Does that make sense? But yeah, so it really depends on my mood, because if I'm on a long ride, I prefer reading physical books because the tablets makes me dizzy. So yeah, anyways, bottom line is it doesn't really matter as long as I get to read something, then I'm a happy girl. Okay, number three. Damn, that took so long. Number three. How many copies of novels do you own in total? Also, for some novels, have you bought multiple copies for it? I haven't really count how many I own, but I guess it's something like 20 plus. I mean, yeah, I'm bad at keeping my books. You know, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I love books and I really want to. I get mad at people who doesn't take care of their books, but I'm one of those people. Yeah, I feel like such a hypocrite. Yeah, like I have books all over the place. Like I have books on my bag, on my desk, and under my bed and stuff like that. So yeah, they're all over the place. And yeah, I'm just a mess. And for some novels, have you bought multiple copies for it? No, I don't buy multiple copies of novels because I feel like that's a waste of money. I mean, yeah. Anyways, number four. Have you read any books that you wish had a sequel or sequels? Pretty much everything I read, I want a sequel. I mean, I get that obsessed. Yeah. Even if sometimes I know that the ending was good and it's the perfect ending, I'd still want to read the sequel. I'd still want a sequel. That's why I'm so thankful that fan fiction exists. Okay. Number five. If you were a director, and now, when the rooster stopped making a noise, the dogs decided to bark. This is so much fun. I'm having so much fun. Number five. If you were a director and you had to adapt a book into a film, which book would you choose and why? Say as much as you want or as little if you like. The two books that I really want to be turned into a film is already in the process of being a film. Like, okay. The first one is Before I Fall by, what's her name? Fuck, I forget who's the author. But yeah, Before I Fall. And it's already a movie now. Yeah, I guess it's showing or it's about to be released. But yeah. And the other one is Forgive Me, Leonard Peacock. Was that right? By Matthew Quick. And last I've heard is it's in the process of turning into a film. Okay, so why did I choose those two? With Before I Fall, I really liked how it was written. Oh, yay. Remember, I think it's written by Lauren Oliver, something like that. So yeah, no, with Before I Fall, I really liked the concept and how it was written. I mean, Yeah, and if I'm a director, I think it's fun to recreate how it was written. And yeah, okay. I see, yeah, a lot. And with forgive me, Leonard. Fucking me. So yeah, it's one of the books, one of most, but that book really struck me, and in some ways it helped me in some ways, yeah. So I feel like I just can't get enough of that book, so yeah, I want it to turn into a movie. Okay. Numbers. Next time, I really should read the question first before answering. Number six. Which movie series do you think is a good adaptation of a novel or series of novels? So, follow up, have you seen any bad ones that you wish did not exist? Good adaptation. I mean, the first thing that came into my mind is Hunger Games, but I wasn't really satisfied with how it was adapted. I mean, like, it's. It's The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Sinarado yung pinto. So, okay, number six. Which movie series do you think is a good adaptation of a novel or series of novels? Excuse me. To follow up, have you seen any bad ones that you wish did not exist? A good adaptation of a novel for me would be Perks of a Wallflower, especially the last part. It felt like it really captured how I visioned it. So, yeah, that movie really struck me a lot. And have you seen any bad ones that you wish did not exist? Have I seen? I'm thinking. I guess not really. I mean, there are ones that I didn't like, but I wouldn't say that I wish I didn't exist. They didn't exist, so yeah. I mean, I haven't seen anything that bad yet. So, okay, number seven. It's okay to judge a book by its cover. Of the books you own, do you have any favorite covers or ones that make you say wow? Also, are there books you own or have seen that have really bad covers? The ones that I own, I wouldn't. I mean, or would I? I'm thinking, what are the books that I own? I guess. My favorite cover would have to be Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. I can't remember if that was the right title. But yeah, I really like the cover. And that's the latest book that I've bought. So, that's why I'm kind of biased to it. And what have you owned or have seen that have, are there books you own or have seen that have really bad covers? Well, I guess I didn't really own them, but those I don't like the covers of those I mean, I can't say shitty because I haven't read them, but those erotica ones, I don't think they're classic, but I see those really weird erotica ones, and I just don't. The covers really makes me feel uncomfortable. So, yeah. Number 8. My reading is a happy place. Do you have a reading spot or a room place you go to for reading your books? My bed. And my room. Do you have a reading spot? Yeah, that's my favorite reading spot, my bed. And yeah. Number 9. Reading and seasons. Are there books you specifically read only or during a particular time of the year? Not really, because I remember reading Christmas themed books on like July or something. Yeah, it really doesn't matter. I read when I want to read and what I want. I'm sorry, it's just the time and I'm getting sleepy, so yeah. I read what I want to read when I want to read. So, number 10, emotions. Do you have a memory of a book that left you either joyful, angry, or sad, or any other emotion? That always happens to me, even if I really didn't like the book. There is always a lasting emotion for me. I get so attached with the book. Well, with pretty much everything I read, I get so attached to it. Excuse me. And yeah, so usually. It's like a bittersweet feeling for me, because I know it will sound really cliche, but for me, every time I finish a book, I finish reading a book, it feels like I'm saying goodbye to a friend. So yeah, that's how attached I get to a book. Coming. Number 11. Tell me of a time you met your favorite author at a book signing. How was that experience like? It never happened to me yet because I'm too lazy to go to those kind of events. But I mean, if I'm here and my the authors that I like usually don't usually visit here, so it's kind of hard thing to do. So yeah, but if I'm given a chance, I'd grab the opportunity and I'd probably be a mess, like it'd be fangirling all over the place, and yeah, I'll end up being an embarrassing mess. Number 12. Number 12. Do you prefer going to a bookstore to buy your books, or do you like to order online? I prefer going to a bookstore because when I buy a book, it's really unplanned. Like, it depends on what I feel that day and stuff like that. So, and it's also, I have an excuse to spend time on the bookstore, so it's a win-win situation for me. And yeah, I don't know. Okay, last question. Number 13. If you could live in the world of your favorite book for a week, would you do it? And which world would that be? For a week. Excuse me. My favorite book is The Giver, and I don't think I'd want to live in that world. I mean, in theory, it sounds like a really nice place, but somehow it's still kind of fucked up. Only a week, so I'd probably, yes, I changed my mind, yes, I'd live in that world in a week, just to experience how they live their life and how they work and stuff. I mean, as long as I have my knowledge, I mean, like, I'm aware of my emotions and like them, then yes, I'd say I would like to experience living the world of The Giver. Oh man, I'm such a rambling mess. So if you were able to listen to all of that mess that I just made, then thank you very much. Okay, goodbye.